Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and that was really an entertaining basketball game at Memorial Gym Saturday, wasn't it?
Sure was. I thought it was interesting talking to Kevin before the game, and he said, you know, I think this has a chance to be a low-scoring game, you know, defense-oriented, not a lot of possessions, and didn't quite turn out that way. I think Billy Donovan, as much as they love playing in the O'Connell Center, wouldn't mind moving some home games to Memorial Gym. The way they shoot when they come in here has been amazing over the recent years, and they had, you know, 13 of 27 from three-point range in the game on Saturday, but Vanderbilt was with them stride for stride and got just some terrific clutch performances. You know, you look at guys like A.J. Ogilvy, who got you 24 points and 8 rebounds. Certainly he was a big factor, especially in the second half. Jermaine Beal with 22 was outstanding and had 5 assists and perfect from the free throw line down the stretch. But, you know, the guy that was the difference to me was Andre Walker.
Absolutely.
You know, Andre was just tremendous in all aspects of the game. You know, 8 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. And he really was the X factor that made the difference. Kevin told me they made a little change in the offense to face the Florida matchup zone and basically put Andre at the top of the key and let him sort of be the guy to drive and distribute the ball. And it just made a world of impact in that game. And but the big rebounds he pulled and all those things, he was just terrific. He was the major difference in the game.
And, Joe, Vanderbilt just did an excellent job of getting the ball, you know, inside the paint and getting to the rim. They outscored the Gators points in the paint, 40-22. Mm-hmm. And that included AJ, you know, who, as you mentioned, had 24. He had 16 in the second half and hit his free throws as well.
You know, the first 3 possessions of the second half were 2 dunks and a foul, I think, that AJ picked up going inside. And Andre was great again at distributing the ball to him in that regard. But it's amazing. You can look down. If you look at the games where AJ gets to the foul line 8, 10, 12 times, you know, it's almost always going to be good news for Vanderbilt to play that way. And I just thought it was a great game to watch in a number of factors. And one was the sort of chess match that was going on between Kevin and Billy Donovan. You know, when AJ started doing things in the second half to really hurt Florida, Billy Donovan made a change, started bringing a double team to try to disrupt AJ. Vanderbilt made a change to react to that, and that's when you saw other guys step up. Jermaine and others started to score more. It was just an outstanding college basketball game, which is obviously easier to say when you come out on the right side of it.
I thought early in the game, Joe, that John Jenkins really got Vanderbilt going right off the bench and hit a couple threes to get the scoring underway.
Oh, that was huge. It was 9-2 when he came in, and Florida seemed to be, they were 5-for-5 from the field, I think, at one point early on, a little bit later on, but they were hitting everything inside, and John comes in, and it must have been about 7 seconds after he checked in that he hit his first three-pointer, and then he came down and hit another one, and suddenly Vanderbilt was kind of back in it again. Now, that was a real key. The biggest shot of the game, and Kevin and I agreed on this after the game, Florida made their run in the second half and got it down to 4, 76-72, and Lance Goldberg hit a 3 from the left wing that sort of stopped that run, got the momentum back, and Florida really never seriously challenged again after that. And I thought that was another key in this game, that if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you've got to be excited at how many different players made big shots at crucial moments. It didn't all fall on AJ or all fall on John Jenkins. You know, Beal made some. Walker made a cut, had a huge tip-in that was big on an early run in the second half. You know, Jeff Taylor was quiet, 14 points. He was perfect from the field. So it was a very balanced attack, and I think you've got to be really thrilled with what you saw in that game. And now you got to be ready. Alabama looked awfully good against LSU down in Baton Rouge, beat them handily. So going to Tuscaloosa will be no easy trip.
Joe, I know he only had 4 points and 2 rebounds in 12 minutes, but the continued improvement of Festus Ezeli, to me, is one of the neat things about this team. I mean, he's come a long way, hasn't he?
He has, and he is the other factor you're starting to see. He's becoming an intimidator inside now. Nothing is coming easy for opposing teams who drive the ball into the lane. And you could see with Florida, they were almost inviting Irving Walker to drive the ball into the lane and see if he could finish. And Walker, 9 times out of 10, he didn't want to take that shot in the lane. He wanted to kick it out to somebody else.
And 8 times out of 10, he shot 3-pointers.
Oh, yeah, he did. He loves playing here, doesn't he? But it's really become interesting to see how the mentality has changed necessarily, but Vanderbilt has gone, at least in recent weeks, to a team that is trying to become an intimidating force inside and really has done it successfully.
And the women's team on the road at Kentucky yesterday, not as successful.
Real disappointment. Played well early in the second half, led by 10. And then Kentucky turned up the defensive pressure, and Vanderbilt didn't respond. Turned the ball over 26 times, and Kentucky got their first win over them, I think, in about 10 years. So that was a very disappointing trip to Lexington, and we'll have to bounce back now and get some wins at home. Georgia's coming in. That's a huge conference game, so no time to mope on that. They're going to have to get ready to get back to win again.
We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Be there to the call-in show tonight, 6:30 over at the Commodore Grill.
Should be fun.